in this type of weather, if it's 95 or 100 degrees outside, inside a vehicle with the windows rolled up, it easily could be 140 plus degrees. That is really, really bad for electronics. Do not leave your cell phone or laptops in your vehicle. You should never do it anyway, if at all possible. But in this type of weather, absolutely not. Heat is one of the worst things for electronics. 145 degrees, that is simply baking them.
I was just going to say, I can envision the scenario where I leave my laptop in the car and run in for maybe even a half hour in the store and come back out, come home, plug my laptop in, and I've got nothing.
That's a possibility. In this type of heat, once you turn the car off, there's no running AC, the windows are rolled up, that car is going to heat up really, really fast, well over 100 degrees within a few minutes, and probably over 110, 120 degrees within 15 or 20 minutes. And don't leave it in. If at all possible, leave it at home, put it somewhere, anywhere safe, but not out in a vehicle.
Now, because like you say, the components in your cell phone or in your laptop, they're just not made to withstand that heat. A lot of things can't withstand that heat.
No, and beyond that, there's a possibility of severe weather today and actually the next 2 or 3 days with all this heat and humidity. If you're not using your laptop or cell phone, unplug it from the charger. The other day, 2 nights ago, they were calling for thunderstorms around here. There was nothing. All of a sudden, a red blob just developed right over and right east of Fredericksburg. It didn't move in. It just developed right on top of us. A lot of lightning. There's very, very electrical component to that storm, and that just came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
So if you're in on days like this, if you're not using your laptop or your cell phone, and you're not around it, unplug it from the charger.
You do a lot with servers, with businesses too.
You want to keep anything like a server somewhere around 65,
Okay.
68, 70 degrees. You don't want it any hotter than that. I remember 20, 25 years ago working in some IT departments in Northern Virginia. We'd have a server room, basically. It's a large room that has its own AC system. There's no heating system in it. They generate their own heat. But the cooling systems these server rooms have are very, very stout. They can cost anywhere $100,000, $200,000, $300,000, $400,000 for the cooling system for these small server rooms. And if they break, it's an all-points bulletin. Everyone in the IT department's working on it, and the AC people, it's as important as it gets in IT.
Yeah, and this heat just can't be good. And like you say, we always talk about these storms that come up, and just if you can, unplug your laptop or, turn your computers off in these storms, because that can be a big problem.
Yes, and with laptops, it's so easy to do. With PCs, it can be a little bit more problematic. You might have to move a desk out of the way or crawl on the floor behind the desk. I can understand a lot of people not going to, extremes to unplug a computer. But with a laptop, just pull the power cord out of it, and then it's safe. As long as it's plugged in, if something happens and there's a lightning strike nearby, it could zap it.